Uncle C, back in the office, and in this video today, we're going to be discussing how to make a woman want you, S3 actually. Okay, and I think this is a really important topic due to the fact that a majority of the men watching this channel, you know, can be at any point in their dating journey. And what I also want to say is, first and foremost, I want to make it abundantly clear that there's typically two types of men that watch this, right? Because I make a lot of videos on, you know, getting back to good versions of masculinity, positive masculinity, why switching out bodies and whatnot is not necessarily the best thing for you. I firmly believe in all those, along with the topics of retention. However, here's what you have to remember when it comes to the two types of men. There's men who shy, this is group number one, and this is the majority of men. They will shy away from women because they're too scared to actually put themselves out there. Or number two, the second group of men is the group of men who actually have the skills, and I call this the 1%, but they choose not to engage in the typical sorts of things that goes on within hookups and culture and whatnot, okay? There's a big difference between not playing the field at all because you're too scared to, and having the ability to play the field, but you choose to navigate it your own way. Okay, that's completely different. One is you in control and having the ability. The other is you in scarcity and brushing it off like it's not a problem. I advise you not to be in the 99%. Now, fellas, before we begin today, I wanted to direct your attention to the only link that I have below, and that is for my brand new MBT broadcast. Okay, I've spent about 5.5 months building this broadcast, and it is finally launched yesterday, which means if you're a man and you are actually struggling to attract women, you're struggling to be the type of man that has options right now in 2021, especially with the things that are going on in the world, I want you to go down below after this video is over. I want you to watch the entire end-to-end MBT broadcast. I put a lot into that the past 5 months. Let's actually dive in. What we're going to be covering today is the four phases all men need in order to ensure that a woman views you as an S3 actual option. And this is so you're not friend-zoned, this is so you're not heartbroken, this is so you don't necessarily feel bad about yourself. Phase one is going to be attraction. Phase two is going to be arousal. Phase three is progressive gestures, and phase four is experience. This is going to be a totally different way of looking at things, and I intended to build this video for any type of man out there who struggles attracting women, struggles keeping women, men who are virgins, right? Anything and everything in between. Let's dive into phase one. Phase one, fellas, is going to be attraction. Okay, why am I putting this as the first phase? Because what you have to understand is women are slightly like men as well. You either are or you aren't. Like, this is not necessarily as complicated as men like to make it today. Because women can make 1/2 second decisions just like you can. Okay, if you can look at a girl and you can go, I either would or I wouldn't, she can do that too. She can take one good look at you. As soon as you say one word, she knows what you look like, she knows what you sound like. You're either attractive to her or you're not. Here's where men and women go different. Okay, just because she views you attractive does not mean they look at you instantly for S3X. And this is why the cost of reproduction is so much higher for a woman than it is for a man. Okay, and she knows that if a woman has to birth a baby, and you'll hear women say this, they'll be like, well, he's good looking, but I don't necessarily know if I'd want to sleep with him. You'll hear women say this, and why is that? It's because women need more depths to fully get turned on or to fully actually be ready to take that next step with that man. And that's where the other three phases are going to come in. But what can you control? What you can control instantly if you're watching this channel right now is you can right now, after this video is over, control your attraction. What does that mean? That means your looks, in some way, shape, or form, you can control. This may take months in the gym. This may take years building the body. This may take months learning how to properly diet and get your body fat levels low and carve out some sort of a physique for yourself, but it can be done. Secondly, who you be, how you are, how you're operating, if you're on your purpose, if you're actually driving your life in the direction that you want it to be. Even things like how you smell, how you talk, right? You can have good self-care, you can have good hygiene, you can speak with authority, you can learn how to stop stuttering and being second-guessing within your speech. All of these are possible. Look the part and actually be the part. This is the first phase you can control. Now, as we exit phase one, this is going to be mastered when you actually have some sort of self-confidence or self-worth to you. Okay, this is when you can speak to people fluently, you feel good about yourself. This can come at any point. Okay, do the self-improvement and continue to do it so you consistently feel good. Number two is going to be arousal. Okay, this is the piece right here where majority of men go drastically wrong. Okay, the question I want you to ask yourself at all times when you're speaking to a woman is, can you slowly build her up? As a man, you want to be saying, can I slowly build this woman up? Can I watch her body language? Can I watch her body temperature? Can I see how she's speaking, how she's reacting towards me? Do I have enough social calibration to notice when she's smiling, when she's playing with her hair, right? When she looks the other way because she breaks frame and eye contact first because maybe she feels slightly, you know, intimidated by you. All of those are good signs. It just shows that you have good social calibration to the woman that you're speaking with. Things like eye contact is huge. You're gonna see men after they speak with a woman for 15 to 20 seconds, they're looking all over the place, things of that nature. You wanna be able to take a deep breath, understand that conversation is natural, continue to hold that frame, and know that it will pay off in the long run. And as you progress into this, it's gonna be periods of listening and actually sitting in silence. One of the biggest issues men run into is they just cannot be present. And since they can't be present, they don't actually understand the rawness and the authenticity that has to happen when it comes to a man-to-woman S3 actual experience. Like, you can have no distractions. Nothing else has to be going on. It's like the man who can zone everything else out and focus one-to-one with that woman, that's the man that can actually turn her on. The difference is that we live in such a distracted society. We live with distraction. When you got party music and club music and you got DMs and you got Instagram and you got these apps and everything, like, it gets tough. You have to just be skilled. Phase two is a skill to master. Now here's where things start to shift, okay? Not taking her too seriously. What does this mean? This means your ability to actually downplay the conversation just a little bit is so key. And I'm gonna explain why. I put a big point right here that I'm going to read word for word that I truly believe will rock your mind when it comes to the whole phase two of arousal. I put, your ability to actually downplay the conversation is the biggest dominance factor in subconscious female attraction. What does this mean? I'm gonna say it again. Your ability to actually downplay the conversation is the biggest dominance factor in subconscious female attraction. How do you lead the conversation in a dominant way verbally? You do it by being slightly sarcastic, slightly rude at times, slightly arrogant, and not only that, you don't take her seriously. If her words hold weight to you, you will take them seriously. Look at my hands. If her words hold weight, you take them seriously. You match her one-to-one. That shows her that she's either on equal playing field as you verbally right now, or she's slightly above because you're buying into her frame. However, if you're willing to take that next leap of faith and you're willing to be sarcastic, slightly rude, not take her seriously, poke fun at her, she's sitting there with a big question mark going, why is this guy able to do that? Now I have something to chase and pursue. Now there's laughing, now there's flirting, now there's banter. This has to occur for her to actually view you in the way she needs to want to take that next step with you. All of these are so key. And this is where you're going to hear women when they speak one-to-one with their girlfriends, they go, well, he's such a prick, but I'd screw him. He's super sarcastic and he's an asshole, but I'd sleep with him. Like, this is what happens. Whether you choose to do that or not is going to be on to you. That's going to judge by your level of morals, your level of characteristics, your levels of what you think you should be as a man in this world. If you want to buy into that sort of promiscuity, just because you have the skill set does not necessarily mean that you have to use it. And this is where you now truly get to be in control and in abundance, because majority of men, they're actually a slave to their desires. They're a slave to these things. It's like once they have the skill set, they have to exercise it every single weekend or they feel less than. And that right there is a weak, beta, indecisive behavior that holds you hostage right below the belt. Not necessarily healthy. Phase three, progressive gestures. What is a progressive gesture? This is the simplest phase for me to explain. Once you've mastered phase two, you've noticed that she's bought into your frame. Now all you have to do is you have to verbally lead and physically lead. This is where if you're one-to-one, or if you're in a group, you say, hey, maybe we should exchange numbers quick so that way we can meet up later. Or you have to say, hey, this would definitely be fun if we kicked it alone. You want to change locations? Let's go. This is all you have to do. And it can be as simple as putting a hand out there and hand-holding and then pulling along. And what you're going to notice that if you've mastered phase two, she's going to enter into your frame and just follow suit. Not only does this feel most natural to her, but this is what she deep down wants to occur. Not necessarily a lot of responsibility, just default to the lead and authority of that man. This makes her feel the most feminine. Ultimately, this is you in phase three just doing the next natural step. There's going to come to a point in your verbal game where it's like it's natural where you can just put your hand out and say, let's go. That's good male to female dynamic. And then phase four, once you're inside of the bedroom, this all comes down to just experience. And I'm going to explain to you how you can get over things such as performance anxiety, premature something something. Okay, all of that. Listen, you're going to need some burners. Okay? I do a lot of sales calls with my team. I do a lot of strategy sessions. I have a business that's done over 2 million in total sales. Okay, what we call these, if I work with a new guy into sales, whether he's doing anything within my company, I call it burner leads. You need some shit leads to go through. These are going to be bad calls. These are going to be bad prospects. These are going to be bad people to talk to. Who cares? Burn the lead and go get experience. That's what you need. You're going to need some women who you just experiment on a little bit. And that's completely normal. You can just go have fun. And no, you don't necessarily have to go all the way and sleep with the woman. But you're going to need some women that you just talk to. These are women in your pipeline. These are your day-to-day sphere. These are women you maybe see at the grocery store. Like, you just have to have some burner leads. This is key. Now, getting better in the moment is a slow build-up. Just like phase two, how I'm teaching you to read the woman's characteristics and body language, the same goes for in the bedroom. So you have to learn her body. You have to learn how to properly warm her up. You have to learn how to properly get her in that flow. You have to learn the speed and quickness to move with your hands. All of this is key, and it takes practice. Just like going to the gym every single day takes practice, right? Getting good at your craft takes practice. This takes practice. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at the bottom is the fastest way to prevent premature something, performance anxiety, jitters, you're cold, you're shivering, shaking in bed, you can't go, you have to leave the house, all that issues that men run into today. Number one, you have to stop watching dirty websites so your expectation of S3X is much lower. Number two, progress to your comfort zone as well as hers. This is where men go totally wrong. When it comes to the frame in the bedroom, she is leading the frame. And because of that, he's progressing at the pace that she's ready for, but he's not necessarily ready for. And even if she's ready to just spread them and start getting penetrated, the fact of the matter is that if you're a man who has not had a lot of experience, what you have to do is you have to start to have the authority in your life to take things at your comfort zone. Move at each pace with the women that you're ready for, not just her. What this helps you do is this helps you become a man who is part of the cause and the driving force and not just the effect. And this is how you can actually gain bedroom confidence. And not only that, you start to trust yourself because you know what layers, you know what steps, you know what progressive level you've been to with a woman. You know what points you're comfortable with. And with experience, you know what points you now have the courage to maybe progress to. This is completely different. Having the skill set and choosing to use it or not to use it for the good or to find a quality companion is far different than being a man who chooses to just exit the field because you're too scared to actually get better. So if you like the video, hit the like button, comment, and subscribe. And I want you to go down below and click that MBT webinar. I put so much into it. Yes, it is a bit of a longer broadcast, but I fundamentally believe that not only are you going to gain massive skills by watching it, but you're going to see multiple keys that I teach inside of this MBT process that you're not only going to be able to walk away from with that webinar and use, but you're going to be able to apply in the real world.